Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. I just saw this. A Drexel student was arrested for threatening to attack the Utah school where Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Inquirer says that Blake Francis Rogers posted a video on YouTube in which he made a threat involving Utah Valley University. Rogers later told police the video was intended to be a joke. He was going to travel to the same university where he was assassinated to fulfill my lifelong duty of finally killing woke. Wow. My God.
Get a diary.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop
right.
Stop posting these. Why? I don't understand the need to do that.
No, exactly. They went to his house in Summit County, admitted and intended it as a joke. He's at Drexel. He was arrested in jail for a threat of terrorism. You know, fear of God has to be putting people on this stuff. This is not joking. To your point, write in your diary to yourself. His roommates told NBC 10 this week they believe his video was meant to be a joke. What the heck?
Yeah.
All right. Congressman Jeff Andrew, it's always a great day in the neighborhood when he's with us. But this resolution vote that we've been talking about today, AOC on the floor, attacking Charlie Kirk for being ignorant and uneducated. Let's go to the congressman here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, thank you for joining us. I know there was a lot that happened with Epstein this week. You were in the center of that. But this resolution today, take us inside what you think the resolution was really saying about Kirk and the events of this last week.
It just expressed, and that's what resolutions do, the sense of Congress on how wrong this all was. This is a no-brainer. You know, quite frankly, if somebody gunned down and assassinated Bernie Sanders, who's a much older man, but did that, and we did a resolution, in essence, in plain English, saying this is the wrong thing to do, this is not what America's about, and what a tragedy, I would vote for that resolution. And I disagree with everything that Bernie Sanders says, but he's a human being. Mm-hmm. And no human being should ever be gunned down, murdered, assassinated because of their viewpoint, number one. Secondly, when you get into the issue itself, Charlie Kirk just talked about family and faith and freedom. The horrible mistake he made is he told the truth. He articulated and verbalized everything that all the folks that are listening to your radio show right now in their hearts know, some of whom have the courage to say it, and I don't blame them, some of them who don't. Because when you do speak out, and believe me, I know, it's happened to me. I mean, I have anywhere from 5 to 500 people that follow me around at every event they know about where I'm at, and they will call me a racist and a fascist and a misogynist and, you know, Hitler and Nazi and all these terms that they use. You know me, Dom. There's nothing in me mm-hmm. that's like that. I really am a gentle person. I never want to hurt anybody or anything. But I just do speak out because of what we're doing, what has been done in the past to our country and to our people. And that's why I'm so disappointed, to wrap this up, in the Democrats. I know that they're off target. Nobody knows it more than me, you know, through the whole process I've gone through in my tenure in Congress and leaving that party. That party used to be it was different than the Republican Party, but there were conservatives and moderates that believed in decency. This is way beyond the pale.
It is. And you have Mikey Sherrill finally getting the memo. She didn't show up and vote the first time on Lake and Riley, but now running for governor, she voted for this. What do we make here? Look, I mean, I've been angry from the opening gun today. Mary Gay Scanlon out there in the Philadelphia suburbs. I blame the media. They're not going to press her on this and want to know why she would go to Washington and vote present on this. I would rather she voted against it and gave an explanation. And Donald Norcross didn't vote. Now, I don't know. Maybe he had another commitment to not be there for this. I'd like to hear what that is. But what I'm saying is the media would press you. I'm sure they bug you and President Trump and everything else. They got to be asking these people questions. This is important. This is royal, the nation. I knew of Charlie Kirk a little bit, but I didn't think it would have this impact, as gruesome as it was. This impact is more intense today, or as intense, in my view, and with the memoriam for him coming up on Sunday, it's going to spill into next week at the very highest level. I mean, you work around people like this. What is it? Is it just political? She thinks she gains by voting present on this?
Well, here's the problem they have. The problem they have is that if they vote no, they think that they will, you know, look too mean-spirited or too awful. Mm-hmm. But voting present is, you're right, the moral ambiguity, in my opinion, of voting present is even more questionable in a sense. If they vote yes, here's what's crazy, Dom. This is what everybody's got to get. If she votes yes and supports the resolution, probably real concern that a good chunk of her base will be angry with her and that she could have a primary over something like this. Remember that there's over 50% of Democrats now in recent polling that think assassination is okay if somebody from the conservative side speaks out. My God, I mean, that's unbelievable. I never think it's okay. Just so everybody knows, I don't care whether it's AOC or any, you name the cast of characters on that side, on the left, it is never okay to shoot them. It is never okay to assassinate them.
Exactly.
That's not what we do in America.
And you have taken, and you and I have talked about it a little bit off air and on air, I think the correct position, but a position that demanded, you know, some pushback, and that was on the Epstein thing to discharge it. And that, the thing I would tell Mary Gay Scanlon, it gives you credibility, because this week then, when you push back on Democrats with the Epstein stuff during these hearings, you were unassailable because you had voted to release everything. If you were one of those guys blocking everything, then they could easily say, yeah, Van Drew's just doing that. He's in the tank, and he doesn't want us to get to the bottom of Epstein.
You're exactly right. And that's why I spoke out. I was just so aggravated, irritated, angry about what they were doing, because you got to understand something. During the 4 years of Biden, during all that went on with Epstein, even Jamie Raskin, bright guy, extremely left, but he only spoke out one time about Epstein in all those years, and it was he didn't like the way the plea deal was done. Most of those members, almost all of those members who were pressing so hard, never said a word about releasing it. I have said more about releasing it just over the past few months than they did over those 4 years. But now there's moral righteousness. Now there is a sense of responsibility. Now there's a sense of decency. Where was it all back then? Non-existent. And I don't like that hypocrisy, Dom. What's good for you is good for me, you know, and that's the way that it should be. So they're using it, and that's what I said during the hearing, if you happen to catch it. I said, this is a political ploy. This is a political tool. Let's really, I like to get down to basics. Plain English, you're using this for politics. So just say, yeah, I think this is good politics. It puts you guys in a corner. It makes it difficult. Look, I wish they'd release the whole thing now. It is all going to come out. They probably have the vote for the discharge petition very soon. If they don't, what Comer's doing, more and more is coming out. We'll see what's in there. Who knows what it is? Frankly, I can't wait to get it over and done, whatever it is, because it is a distraction. We have to get back to making America strong, which is the most important issue. Real quickly, I'm cutting a ribbon on a new dam that we brought several money in to get done in a town called Mays Landing, which is a suburb of Atlantic City. It's a big deal. You know why? Not because we brought the money in, not because the old dam had holes in it and was over 100 years old and was endangering literally the town. It's a big deal because it is symbolic of what we should be doing in America. We should be building. We should be moving forward. We should be getting better and newer technology. We still are. I met with some people today, and we talked about infrastructure and how we need to do more and we need to reduce the red tape. America's a nation of builders and movers. China's kicking our ass. They still are. They are putting all kinds of infrastructure in, and we are so bogged down in everything else but what government should be doing. I want to get back to that stuff.
To that point, one other question. I'm not sure if this is an area of high interest for you, but the president today dropped that this meeting in Korea with the Chinese, I'll say dictator, won't bring you into this, and then he's coming here. But he also said the details are there. It's filled in on TikTok. Well, I'm so glad to hear that finally we'll have American operators of TikTok, because I believe it's a national security risk and it's a risk to young Americans. So any sense of what's going to happen with TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he worked at. I'm not sure that any of us do, as long as we have national security. Let me say this, though, real quick. What you just expressed is much greater than even TikTok. The New Jersey Turnpike, the Garden State Parkway. We went out to bid for Easy Pass in New Jersey and other states. I don't know exactly where it's at in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Went out to bid, though. And we gave the bid to a company that's a Singapore company that Chinese communists on the board of directors. How insane is that? That should be illegal in America. I made noise about it, tried to get people interested. We got some coverage. I pressured the Turnpike Authority not to do this. So the Chinese have control over half of our Easy Pass systems in the United States of America. It is insane. We were going to give them energy with the wind turbines to foreign countries and let them control that. I mean, we need a strong, tough America, and we're doing everything to make it weaker and softer.
Yeah, exactly. It's broader than TikTok, but that's exactly right. What's coming up now in coming weeks, particularly your subcommittee and the committee you're on, what's going to be next?
Well, we have a field trip. We're actually going to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ah, good.
I am going to be chairing. I'm going to be chairing that hearing. And again, this is what I mean. See, I understand you can have debates, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, you know, how you should supply health care, how much you should spend on something. There are things that you can debate honestly and openly. For God's sake, we are doing things in this country, the left is, that are so perverse. You know, anatomic males in women's sports, leaving your borders open, not only just open, but leaving criminals in, knowing they're criminals and still letting them wander around the country, paying for sex change surgeries in the military, paying for money all around the world for things like transgender opera and the Muppets in Iraq. And I could go through the list. In one area, we're paying, and I forget which country it is, for a study of sex workers, which is the new term now for prostitutes, and their customers. What in God's name are we doing? And you know what else? That's all perverse, weird stuff. But also is perverse and weird putting in these attorneys general, these super left ones, and prosecutors who let people out over and over again. Dom, as you know, the individual, Brown, who committed this heinous murder of this young girl who was working three jobs and killed her and murdered her in cold blood, had been released 14 different times, had gun violations, had violent assaults, and they kept putting him out. You know who is as guilty as he is? The people in our judiciary who keep doing this over and over again and inflicting this horror on our American citizens. And we're going to dig into it in Charlotte right there.
Is it going to be this coming week?
It is. Okay. It's actually going to be Monday, not this Monday, the following Monday.
All right. We'll put that on the docket. We want to talk with you after that hearing because, yeah, this is the important stuff. This is where we ought to be going. Just one final, most important question. You texted me. You're at an event. I think you had a suit on or something. And there was a pull-up bar there. So you had to step up and do a bunch of, or at least one pull-up.
No, so whenever I can,
yes.
As much as everybody always sees me with the dress shirt and tie, I'll wear a nice tee or a nice shirt, polo shirt underneath the suit. So I didn't have a full suit on that time. But these some police officers that I know are ribbing me because they both military guys. They had some National Guard there, and they also had some police there. And they have different, like you can do a deadlift, you can do pull-ups. Right. And they say, hey, Van Drew, you're so tough. Let's see you do a pull-up, you know? And they kept ribbing me in fun. They're good guys. I love these guys. So I said, okay. You know, I let the old man get up there. So I got up there and we banged out. And I could have done more, but I didn't want to start making all kinds of faces. I banged out 16 of them for him.
Excellent.
And they were good
now,
ones.
I wish you had come tagged in when Maisie Arano was quizzing Cash Patel about why the FBI has a harsh pull-up that you have to do. That was the Senate testimony this week. We played it endlessly.
It's FBI. Of course, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. It's like the military,
yeah.
Whether it's the Marines, the Army.
Yeah.
I don't know what we don't. We have such big, Dom, I'm serious about this. We have such big decisions to make
right.
In our future in this country, in our immediate future. Are we going to decay? Are we going to be soft? I don't mean everybody's got to do 15 pull-ups. I get it. But I mean, just in generally, morally, physically, mentally,
exactly.
We are the leaders. We're driving the train. We're the engine, not the caboose. It's all part of it. It's all part of we want a strong America.
All right. Well, thank you. We're marking it down, the Charlotte hearing. We'll talk with you maybe before then or on that day. Congressman, have a great weekend.
You too. Always a pleasure to be on, Dom. Be safe.
All right. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Andrew, we didn't get your side today. And I forget how many pull-ups you can do. Now, this Henry was at a... But remember this week,
right,
and for listeners, with Maisie Arano, we played it with Cash Patel, and she gave away. She said females can't do it. Physiological difference right there. I mean, God, they can't do a pull-up, but they should be in that. How many pull-ups you think you can do, Andrew?
Like two.
All right,
it's pretty good.
One of us. One of us.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not proud of it, but I got to tell you the truth. So.
No, well, that's good. You passed the producer test.
Oh, well, there you go.
I got to review the stalker producer for test. Item 64 here.
You got to see the Godfather.
Yeah, Dan. That's right.
Dan.
How did Dan get through the producer test?
I don't know.
Well, we needed a tall producer, so there you go.
He just said the words Howard Stern and like, you're hired.
That's right. Yeah, that was it. He worked with Howard Stern. That's it. All right. What's your answer today? What's the spinoff for you?
I like the spinoff. I'm a sports guy, so I'm going to stick it with that.
Okay.
Father-son, the son right. Coming after the father, obviously. Ken Griffey Jr. Over Ken Griffey Sr.
Right.
Over 600 home runs, considered one of the greatest players of his generation. Not to say that the senior wasn't a good player, but you know, when you talk about who the better
right.
two players were, Ken Griffey Jr. is
I would say Ken Griffey Jr. could have been Willie Mays if the tail end of his career
he was hurt a lot with the Reds.
Well,
he didn't play
falling asleep in the clubhouse.
Well, he just didn't want to play as much. He could have hit 700
no,
home runs.
He was there to like, I'll chase some accolades and things.
Yeah,
and then I didn't even have the drive.
Yeah, no, he would have been arguably up there. And we all know Willie Mays, greatest baseball player of all time. That can't be refuted. Oh, my God. You guys are on a Friday.
Put it on the test, Dom. Put it on the
Hank
test.
Guy.
Yeah. No, he doesn't compare.
Ruth?
No.
No?
All right, no.
All right.
There's the Yankees chiming in.
Hey, it's Babe Ruth, okay? I don't even have a hat on today.
This is all right. All right, so hit us with that. Get in 855-839-1210. Right now, though, it is time for a big prize, too. That's
money
right.
Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing today for a $50 gift card to Qdoba Mexican Eats, the fast casual restaurant that's known for its great bold flavors and fully customizable menu, celebrating the grand opening of its newest location, 1041 Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. They offer fan-favorite entrees, burrito bowls, quesadillas, tacos with no extra charge for premium toppings like hand-smashed guac and more. So all you have to do, remember, that's Route 73. Visit Qdoba.com. All right, Henry, spinoff today.
Yeah, spinoffs, and that's what you're going to get today is a spinoff. So back in the late 60s, Lowell George was let go from Frank Zappa's band, The Mothers of Invention. But obviously, he wasn't done with music. He wasn't done with being in a band. So he's like, screw it. I'm going to go start my own. So he picks up Bill Payne, and there the band Little Feat was born. So Little Feat is the spinoff of The Mothers of Invention. I'm not going to play you a Little Feat song. Well, I am, but it's not going to be sung by Little Feat themselves. No, I'm going to play you their hit song, Dixie Chicken. I want to know the name of this band that was popular around the same time in the late 60s and 70s that is covering their song here today. A note about this band covering them, they have a colorful, colorful title. So give me the name of this band covering Little Feat. I think this is still a solid cover of this song. I like the original better.
It's a very involved song.
Oh, totally.
God. Oh, my God. All right, hit us with that, and you, with $50, are off to Qdoba Mexican Eats. And don't forget that new opening, Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. Let's hear a little bit of the cover. Let's go to Jason in Jim Thorpe. And we know that Jim Thorpe, the AP even said it, not just Dom Giordano, greatest athlete of the first half part of the 20th century. Right, Jason?
He's amazing. The movie's fantastic.
You've seen the film, right? Two kids show up, both Native Americans. What does he do? And he does one race. What does he do? And there were 14 events. Jim Thorpe, everything else. Yep.
Yeah, he was amazing.
What's your answer?
Well, I'm thinking it's Warren Zevon, but hopefully I'm not wrong.
Oh, after all that great Jim Thorpe's up, Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, who is he?
Yeah, that's Deep Purple.
Wow, he said it with such authority, too. I'll put you on hold there. Fits your category. Purple, Deep Purple.
That was the colorful clue I gave there. Yeah, Deep Purple, believe it or not, did not record this in the 70s or anything. Okay. It was recorded in 2021. I still think they sound great for that long in between.
I'm a big fan of Purple. You've seen the purple tie with the gray pinstripe. Purple. Mm-hmm. Where do you get that purple tie? People ask me all the time. Subtle purple, not a crazy, you know.
Oh, I'm going with a deep purple.
Yeah, there you go.
Violet.
It works. All right, in the on-deck circle, we're going to talk with a Penn student still making news from his travail during the situations at Penn with anti-Semitism, et cetera, but about Charlie Kirk and related matters. We're going to get a winner here. Let me get one more person on board before we go to him. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's your spinoff today, Gary?
Well, the spinoff or the whatever you want to call it, in the
12,500 regular season games since 1967. There were 118 quarterbacks, 59 for each side. Two for each side, up by 59. But one guy had a spinoff where he has two sons that they have four total Super Bowl wins. That would be the Manning family.
Yes, the overrated family, in my view, but you made a great case there.
I'm with you, Gary.
I don't think it's over. I think for Eli, that was two miracles.
Yes, exactly. And Archie Manning was a very underrated quarterback. I don't mean about Archie. The kid at Texas,
Archie's just getting his feet wet. We'll see with him.
All right, yeah. No, but I meant the father.
Oh, Archie,
great. Yeah, he was great. He just got massacred where he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll talk with our guests. We'll get a winner here, 855-839-1210. If you're joining us, you heard Jeff Van Drew, too. The big story today, Democrats, like 95 of them or whatever it is, two of them at least locally, could not vote to say, yeah, Charlie Kirk, we may not have agreed with everything, was a patriotic American. We shouldn't be shooting people, political violence. They would not vote for that today. Will there be a reckoning? Will there be a payback for people like this in the sense of politically? Will there be? And I got to show you the footage of this young activist being blocked from going to the Krasner town hall last night. All right. All that is straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about Dr. Bentz first, though. My friend, board certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, thrilled to tell you the great news. That now, in September, Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, the Bentz Dental experience is even better. The Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I'm evidence of this. 10 years with Dr. Bentz as my dentist. Happy with the progress I've made. You'll get on that road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. All you have to do is pick up the phone. They're there today. Call and schedule that initial evaluation. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. 610-272-6949.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, all this with Charlie Kirk this week and then this resolution today. Eyal Yacobi was a prominent and still is out there voice on college campuses, U of P grad. He was in the center of that national story around anti-Semitism and all that happened. He's an incoming MIT student dedicated to that cause of fighting anti-Semitism, particularly on college campuses. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome home. Thanks for joining us, Eyal.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, your role now that you've graduated Penn and you've been through that, we're trying to get you on because you are certainly someone in tune to college campuses, the battle around this. Your thoughts on how is it that Charlie Kirk was able to break through to a group of people that the face of it that I see is what you suffered and others at Penn, that's a driving force on college campuses. What's the legacy? What did he do?
I think part of what makes Charlie so incredible is that no one really knows how he was able to connect to the youth vote so well. He was able to go from campus to campus and generate, you know, thousands of students. It was truly unprecedented what he was able to build and grow consistently. And I think what's so troubling is that, you know, we talk about free speech. We talk about how college campuses' purpose is civil discourse. And that is directly what Charlie was doing, whether you agree with him or not. And it ended up with him getting murdered on, you know, on live stream with his wife and children there. And I think that's what's so terrifying and frightening about what happened.
Do you fear for your safety? We've seen at Penn, I've seen you in the news quite a bit, and you were in the center of that. Did you fear for your safety even today?
Look, I think it's ironic that for 2 years, students, Jewish students, conservative students were voicing their sense of unsafety on campus, and we were gaslit into saying that it's nothing, that there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to be fearful about, while classmates were calling for intifadas, while they were praising Hamas, while they were praising Luigi Mangione, which just happened 8 months ago, who was an alumnus of the University of Pennsylvania. And we kept being told that we're the crazy ones here. And now, you know, there's no ability for college campuses, for these university administrators to gaslight us anymore, to say that it's just civil discourse, that it's just people expressing their First Amendment, because what we've seen with the violent rhetoric, whether it be from, you know, the far left, from the Islamists on campus, that this rhetoric isn't just rhetoric. They are materializing on this rhetoric, and whether that be assaulting college students, whether that be, you know, Charlie Kirk being murdered on a college campus, it's obvious that our college campuses are breeding a sense of radicalization in our society, where they're not being taught to debate. They're not being taught on how to have productive dialogue. They're being taught that if you don't like the situation, you don't fight it with ideas, you fight it with bullets and with your fists. And that is really dangerous for this country.
Well, I've seen you in action, and let's face it, I'll be blunt. One of the reasons why is they can't contend with guys like you. I don't know who they would produce on the left that would be able to get into the ring with you. And Kirk, what he did was different. He's 31. But someone like you, they can't contend. And I'm not saying that to puff you up, but as a communicator, that's what I think happens here. They're in a bubble. And when a guy like you comes along and some others that I've seen, they just can't contend with that. In, say, an hour debate, they're weaponless.
Well, thank you. I think, look, we live in an era where it should be a battle of ideas. It shouldn't right. be a battle with guns or fists or anything like that. And I think a huge problem on college campuses specifically is for the past two decades, conservative students have been ousted, been ostracized from classrooms, from, you know, the mainstream on these college campuses. And so now when you have a person like Charlie Kirk come to a college campus and say opinions that differ from others, whereas in America, those opinions represent 50% of the country. But on college campuses, they represent such a fraction of the community, and those ideas have never been heard before, that it's shocking to students. And that's why college campuses need to start prioritizing diversity of thought. And that's why I think it's quintessential that these professors who have been celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, they do get held accountable, because we see that it's not just these professors saying that they celebrate Charlie Kirk's murder. We see them indoctrinating students. That's how Luigi Mangione was produced at Penn. I was just talking about this yesterday, about how there was a professor at Penn who, after Luigi Mangione, she took to TikTok saying that it was the first time she felt pride as being part of the Penn community.
Wow.
Because she was proud that Luigi Mangione was an alumnus. That professor is still employed by the university. If this country wants to prevent future Luigi Mangione's, future Tyler Robinson's, it starts in the classroom. It starts in our education system. And it starts in teaching students that there's differing opinions than yours. And that doesn't mean you have the right to murder them, but it does mean that you have the right to debate with them. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk wanted to do.
Your sense now, you Penn grad, MIT. MIT, I remember the Presidente was there with the other two who went down. I think she was spared that. What's your sense of MIT? You would think that would be a campus, high science, STEM, all that stuff. What's your sense of it?
I think that, and I've been saying this since the very beginning, that anti-Semitism is simply a microcosm of a larger issue. If you want to look at who's celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, I can guarantee you that they were also celebrating October 7th. If you want to see who was celebrating Luigi Mangione, I guarantee that they were also celebrating October 7th. You see, the members of Congress, like Ilhan Omar, that is celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, well, she's also the biggest supporter of Hamas in Congress. And so all of this is interconnected. The communist ideology, the militant ideology, the Islamist ideology, they're all interconnected. And so in terms of MIT, in terms of Penn, in terms of Harvard, in terms of Columbia, in terms of all these other college campuses that have experienced since October 7th, this lust for terrorism and for militancy and for violence, all these college campuses need to be held accountable for breeding a generation of Americans who worship death, who worship America's enemies. And so it's not just the murder of Charlie Kirk. It's not just October 7th and the encampments and all that. All of these things are a systemic issue in our society that we need to address immediately before we have future generations who are even more radicalized than this generation. And I absolutely applaud the Trump administration for finally holding these universities accountable, for finally shining a spotlight on these universities. And I think in terms of Penn and in terms of MIT, I think we are going to start seeing serious reform at these institutions because finally we have an administration who is willing to directly call out these administrations for allowing this to permeate through campus, to permeate through our society. And I think so long as Trump keeps the gas on the pedal and holding our universities accountable, then they can be restored. But it will take pressure, and it will take more students on campus speaking up. It will take parents speaking up, and it will take our country uniting around the idea that we should prioritize civil discourse, that we should prioritize diversity of thought, and stop the radical indoctrination of America's youth.
Thank you so much. What a way to go into the weekend. Where can we find you? Where can we find you on Twitter or your social media?
Thank you so much for having me. You can find me on Twitter at eyakoby, E-Y-A-K-O-B-Y, or my Instagram, ayalyakoby, E-Y-A-L-Y-A-K-O-B-Y.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great weekend.
All right. Lightning round next here on Talk Radio 1210. All-time spinoff. We'll get a winner, and we'll send you off to the great gallows up there on the Boulevard. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, hit us with that all-time spinoff. Think outside the box, and we'll get a winner, Jay in Bensalem. All right, Jay, thanks for the wait. What's yours?
Hey, it's one of the longest-running TV shows. People love it. Came from a crime drama, JAG. And NCIS, plus all the NCIS spinoffs that came from there.
Yeah, big number of spinoffs. It's a spinoff with spinoffs, big time. That happens with some, like another generation of it. There's only a few. Godfather 3 proves you can't really do it. You know, Godfather 2, yes, the greatest film of all time. But Godfather 3...
You're either making a good sequel or you're bookending the trilogy with a third.
Right.
There's no in between. There's
exactly.
Very rarely can hit all three.
All right, this guy's going classic here, of course, right on brand, Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Every man who has occupied the office of the Vatican as Pope is a spinoff of St. Peter, the very first Pope.
All right, that's true. Absolutely, Joe.
Yeah.
That Joe works. Could say, you know, read the telephone book, and it sounds classy. I still can't picture him doing that job, that he was the reception guy to send the next parolee in to the parole officer.
Just walks in, hello.
Yeah, that's, and he's University of Florence, the whole thing. The Earl of Tacconi, though. Now, you know, Tacconi is the region, seems like it's in Italy, Tuscany. All right, Earl, what's yours?
And we do have bridges and rivers.
But my answer is going to be the United States as a spinoff of Europe. There was a time when Spain and Portugal, England and France, Italy, they all ruled the seas, they all ruled the world, and America is now the protector of the world, and we control the seas, and we're basically just the last spinoff of the European culture.
Absolutely. Thanks, Earl. Well, we spun away from European culture, though, but yeah. Drew of Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom, when you mentioned purple earlier, I thought about the purple people eaters, the Minnesota Vikings. I can still name every player on that defense. But
all right, wait a minute. Which Viking ran the wrong way with a fumble?
That was Jim Marshall.
Yes.
That's the San Francisco 49ers.
Exactly.
Hey, pretty good.
65. Damn, when after he ran that back, the offensive lineman for the 49ers, he knew how special what he did was, so he went and he grabbed the football and he took off with it. That's how he knew. He had the foresight.
He knew it was special. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I would have caught him on the spot.
I'm an NFL football 60s and 70s fanatic, man. But we'll keep it on football, Dom. 1976, the Seattle Seahawks inaugural season. A couple years later, when they got their cheerleading squad, they were called the Seagals.
All right. Thank you, Drew. And boy, what a treat to round out the week. Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Hawoa.
Aloha. How are you?
Very well.
Okay. So I just have to quickly talk about Saturday Night Live when it used to be good. They had a segment called Point Counterpoint.
Oh, yeah.
So to AOC, I say, AOC, you ignorant slut.
Well played. Well played. Yes.
You so, and then
yes.
My this is interesting. So this product was originally made in the 1930s to clean coal off of wallpaper. And as time went on and we became more efficient in heating that coal situation, so they had this product that the sister of the inventor said, you know, my kids like to play with this and mold it. And that would be Play-Doh.
Beautifully played. All right, that's a good one. Andrew, you took all these today. Give us a couple or three that you think are potential winners for sure.
I like the Manning one, okay. Archie and Eli and Peyton. So, you know, it's a great family and sports.
We're chucking that up to New York. We got it. Go ahead. Continue,
I'm not a
buddy.
Giants fan. I'm a right. Steelers fan. But anyway.
All right, continue, buddy.
I know, I didn't
no
help
need
it.
To, no need to know on that. That's for
yeah, us. Yeah, yeah, right, right, yeah. Right. The other one I really like, which is my favorite, was the New Testament. I thought that was actually really clever. That was actually kind of fun.
It was outside the box.
Yeah,
great
for sure.
Call by Lance. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I like Lance and Springfield's answer of the New Testament. I also like Joan Exton's answer of every pope's a spinoff of St. Peter.
What?
And Earl of Tacony. Yeah, we did spin off of Europe, but we left the pickpocketers over there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with the New Testament, too. I thought that was a brilliant answer with that. Let's put that into the hat. Let's have the roll call of the week.
Yeah, so Tuesday, because we started this week on Tuesday this week. You're out on Monday. Tuesday, we asked for all-time lines or boundaries. Richard, not in Westchester, in Cincinnati now, is throughout City Line Ave.
Oh, great answer.
Tuesday, we asked for associated with the South. We got car sports from Robert and Ben Salem, both NASCAR and the Demolition Derby. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time journey. Scott and Mount Laurel won with the Journey of Immigration. And then you heard it just here, the spinoff, Lance and Springfield with the New Testament. If we put all of these into a hat here, where is my drum roll? Here it is. Boom! That's a number four. Lance in Springfield, you're this week's winner.
All right, the New Testament, Lance. Nicely played. You can't go wrong with that. $50 gift card to Gallo's, Jim Harvey, and Harv's Bar, Burger Bar up there on Ron Street, right around Ron on the Boulevard. Bro, the Seafood South. They're going to have a picture of her recommending. Can we get the Seafood South? Yes, let's go and get the Seafood Salad. Great stuff. All right, I have to say, I thought the side questions and Henry's input were great this week. We're always looking for a good side question. If you have a suggestion, at domshow1210, or, you know, send an email, domshow@aol.com, all that stuff. We look Sunday to just an all-star cast in Arizona memorializing Charlie Kirk. And when we see that, and we see the impact he had, I have to admit, much more than I would have guessed, that America has, a large part of America has been riveted to this. Just think of miserable people like Mary Gay Scanlon, who's a weasel too, who voted present. She could not sign off on the resolution today, commending him and saying, don't kill each other in political violence. Which part didn't you like, Mary Gay Scanlon? And of course, Donald Norcross was absent for that. Something must have been pressing over in Camden, I guess. All right, so everyone have a great weekend. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. It's been a big, big week. Thanks to Andrew, and thanks Henry Goldstar Week here on this. Can he keep it up next week? The pressure's already on, but we're into the weekend. No, the pressure is always on. All right, Rich is next for 4 big hours here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.